Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the birth of Our Lady. And last night, some of us were able to go to the concert put on by Eric Jenness in honor of Our Lady's birth. And Eric explained how he has this apostolate to go into prisons. And what he does is he tries to bring hope to the souls of the prisoners by means of beauty. So through beauty, he then brings hope to the prisoners. And that reminds me, or it's very appropriate with the feast that we celebrate today, because it is the beauty of Our Lady, of her birth, that brings hope and announces hope to the world. There are what's called three transcendentals of being. If I remember correctly, the title, the three transcendentals of being: goodness, truth, and beauty. Okay, and we can appropriate each one of those transcendentals to a person of the Blessed Trinity. Goodness, we can appropriate that to God the Father, creator of all things. Because as St. Bonaventure and St. Thomas explain, the creation proceeds from God's goodness. Okay, it's God's goodness, which is diffusive by its very nature, right? Goodness tends to expand and diffuse itself out. And so it's God and his infinite goodness from which proceeds the creation, right? God made, as the book of Genesis explains, when God creates something, and it is good, right? Now, truth we can appropriate to the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the truth." Beauty we can appropriate to the Holy Spirit. Now, this is interesting because beauty is a word that we usually associate with the feminine, okay? And beauty we can appropriate to the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, love, okay, substantial love. And as St. Maximilian teaches, Our Lady is the quasi-incarnation of the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit dwelling in Our Lady, united to Our Lady, as in no other human person. Okay, notice we say human person because Jesus Christ is a divine person. So the Holy Spirit, beauty, love, present in Our Lady. And so this is what comes to mind when we think about Our Lady's birth, right? She's entering the prison. What prison? The prison of this world that is since the fall of Adam and Eve. The human race, the souls in this world, are like in a dark prison, chained, we're bound by sin and Satan in darkness. Now, there is a ray of hope because God had announced from the beginning that the woman and her seed would crush the head of the serpent. So we were not in a situation of total despair. There was hope. But it's Our Lady and her Immaculate Conception, and then her birth coming forth into the world. This infant who is totally unique since the time of the fall of Adam and Eve, which is that dawn announcing the rising of the Son of Justice. Okay, Our Lady, beauty coming into the world, the beauty of her soul, the beauty of her birth, her fullness of grace, which is now a bright light announcing hope to the world that salvation is near and the Son of Justice is about to come and arrive and bring redemption and grace and the forgiveness of sins. And Our Lady is still doing this today. Wherever she goes, wherever she is brought by means of beautiful music, or by means of the miraculous medal, the rosary, or really even the presence of those who are consecrated to Our Lady. Those who belong to Our Lady, who are totally consecrated to her, you bring her with you. And you too can be instruments of beauty and hope in the lives of all of the souls out there in this world. Let's ask Our Lady to use us as her instruments of bringing hope to souls in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.